Next patient is Judith Brilhanti. I'm going to spell the last name. Brilhante. Judith. Judith. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female with history of CKD stage 4. The patient has been a diabetic for a long time. She has a history of arterial hypertension, and she has ischemic cardiomyopathy and dilated cardiomyopathy. She is a status post coronary bypass graft. She has been in chronic congestive heart failure with systolic and diastolic components. She has been retaining fluid for a lengthy period of time, and lately the patient has been following instructions. She's low sodium diet, a plant-based diet, fluid restricted, and the blood sugar after the continuous glucose monitoring has made drastic changes. The sugar is with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4. The patient comes today with a creatinine of 2.1, a BUN of 67, estimated GFR is 22. And she has 400 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine in the urine. The patient has lost 5 pounds. She's feeling much better. At this point, she is managed with furosemide, 40 milligrams in the morning and 40 milligrams in the evening, plus the fluid restriction, and is working well. She's lost 5 pounds of body weight since the last visit, that was in February the 1st. She's down to 157 pounds from 162. The only change is going to be that the addition of metolazone 5 milligrams on Mondays and Thursdays. Period. This patient has lymphedema and has a skin changes related to chronic obstruction that are bumps of lymphedema. She's very concerned about that, and for that reason, I'm going to take the liberty of referring her to the vascular surgeon to see his advice, to seek his advice, period. Number 2, diabetes mellitus, that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.4. Number 3, anemia related to CKD4 has been stable. The hemoglobin is 9.9%. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft. The ejection fraction is 35%. Following number, the patient has restless leg syndrome. Overall, the patient is improved. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation. 6 minutes.